Time for something new this week, a bit of creative brain flexing we've called Suzzle. That's Suzzle, or Summer Puzzle, if you like, not Sozzle. Our daily Suzzlemeister will be wordsmith and writer David Estelle. You may know David's wordplay torments from RN Sunday Extra, or maybe his DA crosswords in the Sydney Morning Herald and the Melbourne Age. He might have given you the odd conniption over the years. Morning, David.
Hi, Ellen.
I'm one of those people that people always think are going to be good at puzzles, and I'm dreadful.
So you'll have hate that?
Yeah, I'm dreadful. I can't play Scrabble. I can't do any of those things.
I think that might be the right there. There's the answer. There's too much performance pressure.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think it is.
Now, give us a bit of an intro to Suzzle. Help me through this.
Okay, well, I thought just for something different for summer breakfast, let's do a puzzle a day to keep the doctors away. So every time around about this time, every day, we'll be doing a variety quiz. And we're starting slowly, but things get quite quirky and with a lot of audio the further we get into the week.
Okay.
So I'm going to put you through your paces and obviously see how you go at home with these same questions. Yeah. Now, a very important piece of news that we may have neglected is that it's actually Jennifer Hawkins' birthday today.
Right. Yes, we had overlooked that.
Yes, we have. Well, in the wash of news, she turns 31 today.
Whew.
So, sorry, Jennifer, I shouldn't have said that aloud. But hence the theme of our first Suzzle is Are You a Genius? All questions relating to Jennifer's. Famous Jennifer's.
Oh, I like a theme. That's good.
Okay. Here we go. And I'm going to start
now
slowly.
Now, I have to answer the questions.
You do. I know.
Can I have a brains trust at home? The number, they can text in
yes.
and help me. Is that all right?
Great idea.
Okay. 0418 226 576. 0418 226 576. Please help. I'm no good at this and it's not nearly 7 o'clock. All right. Question one.
Okay, it's nice and easy. Now, Jennifer Hawkins, she calls what Australian city home? Where did she grow up as a kid before she became Miss Universe? Do you know that?
Where did Jennifer Hawkins grow up before she became Miss Universe?
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I'm getting some support here from outside. Apparently, she was a cheerleader in this place.
She was, actually, yeah, for the Knights of that same city. So that should give you a clue.
Oh, there we go, Newcastle.
Correct.
She's from Newcastle.
One out of one. Should we quit while we're ahead?
I'm feeling very good about this.
Now, when she did win Miss Universe, that was back in 2004, so 10 years ago, she was 21. There's a wonderful photo of her with the sash and the tiara in front of a South American volcano called Pichincha. So what South American nation was she crowned when she did win that prize?
Right. Well, you've gone from the sublime to the ridiculous,
yeah,
really, haven't
that's
you?
That's what happens.
The Pichincha volcano.
Pichincha, that's
Pichincha.
Right.
Pichincha, that's an
it's
important.
It's in Quito.
Right, that mm-hmm. helps not a bit. The Pichincha volcano. Have we got any clues coming through? 0418 226 576 in which Australian city? Give us a hint. Give me the first letter of the South American city.
It starts with E and it's the Spanish word for equator. There you
go.
Ecuador. Yeah, bien hecho. Okay, here we go. Now, speaking of countries and nations, if you mix up the seven letters of nations, mix those letters up, you can get another famous Jennifer who's a star of film and television. So who?
Hang on,
what Jennifer would that be?
All right, put the reading glasses on. Now the pen won't work. Oh, the pen won't work. Oh, here we go. On the
go.
Aniston says
so
one.
You're getting better at this.
No. That somebody wrote that in. I haven't got a functioning pen. All right, next one.
There'll be plenty of audios in coming puzzles, but here's our first. Which Jennifer is this? And can you guess who she's speaking to?
Did you ever think what an irony it is that someone who loves irony like you should go and live in a country which doesn't appreciate it?
First part should be easy.
Yeah, that's Jennifer Byrne, mm-hmm. who we're going to talk to tomorrow about best books for the season.
I'll give you a clue. I'm sorry.
You go on. Give me the clue.
Well, the author and a journalist that she's speaking to was an expat Englishman, sadly, who went from UK to US, and it was all about that country.
Christopher Hitchens.
You are on the money. This is the journalist coming through. All right.
One more.
Here we go. Here's a really famous Jennifer. Who is this?
I knew that if I went far enough and left everything behind, I would find you.
All right, that is J-Lo, is it not?
It is. All right.
I'm a little bit ashamed I know that. Thank you very much. Are we going to have to do this every day?
Yeah, we are. But look, let's give a doozy question for everyone out there. It's you ready?
Yes.
Okay, Jennifer Hawkins, she actually has the scattered letters of her state, NSW, in her surname. NSW are in Hawkins. But there is a famous Australian. She was born in WA. Her name is not Jennifer. But she has WA sitting complete in her surname. It's not Gay Waterhouse. It's not Cat Stewart. Uh-huh. Who is that famous Western Australian, not a Jennifer, who has WA sitting complete in her surname?
And if you think you know the answer, text us here at 0418 226 576 or tweet your answer at RN Breakfast. And we will announce the winner after the 8 o'clock news. David Astle, thank you very much.
It's been fun. Thanks a lot, Ellen.
It's news time now, 7 o'clock.